Poslanim Flikutimaran Tanina Torah Mem. In our Flikutimaran, it's on page 59, the left-hand column, three lines down from the top. This Torah Flikutimaran is interesting in the fact that Rabbeinu Zalman is going to discuss the significance that he placed on the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kiddusha of Tzadikim, and specifically coming to Tzadikim at designated times, specifically on Rosh Hashanah, how much is accomplished by doing that. Rabbi Nizal says, Mi sheyodea me'eretz Yisrael, a person who knows of Eretz Yisrael, she'toam be'emes tam Eretz Yisrael, who really tasted the taste of Eretz Yisrael. Now obviously we're not referring to something physical here, we're referring to something spiritual. Who yochel lahakir bi'acher, such a person would be able to recognize in another person, im hoyo etzel tzadik al Rosh Hashanah, im lav, number one, whether this person had visited a tzadik on Rosh Hashanah or not, because obviously if he had visited a tzadik on Rosh Hashanah, this person would also have a taste of Eretz Yisrael. So that this person who did taste Eretz Yisrael and who has that taste inside of him could recognize in another person whether that person has the taste of Eretz Yisrael inside of him, which means whether he had been by a tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah. That's number one. Number two, Vim Oisai Hatzadik, who Godoil Bamaila Oikoton, you would be able to evaluate whether that tzaddik that he had gone to see for Rosh Hashanah was a high level tzaddik or a low level tzaddik. Vim Hu Tzaddik Amiti Imlav, whether he's a true tzaddik or the opposite, a tzaddik that's not true, that's not trustworthy. Oi Im Hu Biatzmoi Tzaddik, or whether that person himself is a tzaddik or not. So that a person who knows something about the taste of Eretz Yisrael could look at another person and get to know whether this person had been by a tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah or not, what level tzaddik he was at, or whether that person himself is a tzaddik. This is what Rabbeinu Zal begins with, and now he's going to go into a whole explanation. Rabbeinu Zal explains, Kitam Eretz Yisrael Yechelen Letzayer Lefnei Mi Sheyodea Tam Sechel. Because the taste of Eretz Yisrael is something that we can describe, or something that we could present only to a person who knows the taste of Sechel, the taste of wisdom. Where do we see the word Tam applied to Sechel? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Tuv Ta'am Vodas Lamdeni Kiva Mitzvah Secho Hemonti. So we see that Tam is associated with Sechel. Rabbeinu Zal says, Kitam Eretz Yisrael, Kitam Eretz Yisrael, Yechelen Letzayer Lefnei Mi Sheyodea Tam Sechel. The taste of Eretz Yisrael is something that you can describe and present only to one who understands the taste of wisdom. Ki Rak Mi Shehu Ish Bur, because it's only a person who is void of any wisdom, who is empty, lacking in Sechel. Eif Shaloi Leidazois, such a person has no comprehension in this. Aval Mishi Yodea Misechel, but a person who knows a little bit about wisdom. Kigoin Lemdin, for example, learned people. Shemar Gishin Ma'at Tam Hasechel, who feel a sweetness in wisdom. Bipshat Vekushya, for example, when they learn something, when they get to understand something which at first they don't understand, a person makes a laning on a Gemara. He starts off reading a sentence that doesn't make any sense at all, and slowly but surely the whole thing begins to take shape in his mind and he begins to understand it. Or Vekushya, the resolution of a question. Kederach Halemdim, as people who are B'nai Torah, people who are knowledgeable in Gemara. Or people that are knowledgeable even in other types of wisdoms, lahavdil, such as mathematics, science, whatever it is, shemargishim tam sechel, that they also feel a sweetness in wisdom, in getting to understand something, yecholin lohovin tam Eretz Yisrael. These people are capable of understanding the taste of Eretz Yisrael. Because right now, Rabbeinu Zalman is establishing as a yisoid, as a foundation, that Eretz Yisrael represents seichel. Eretz Yisrael represents wisdom. Therefore, for example, we know that within the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, those four letters match up to the 10 qualities of Hashem, to the 10 midos of Hashem, Keser, Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, and so on and so forth. And we know that in that correspondence, it's the Yud that represents Chochmah. As Rashi HaKadosh says in Chumash, Oz Yoshir Moshe, that the Yud is Al Shem HaMachshav HaNemra. The Yud represents Chochmah. Therefore, when we discuss the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kiddusha, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, is referred to as 10. The Gemara says there are 10 levels of holiness in the world. All 10 levels exist within Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the bottom, the 10th, and within Eretz Yisrael, it's as if we picture concentric circles, whereas where Yerushalayim is the 9th level of holiness, and so on and so forth, until we get to the Kodesh Kodshim, the Holy of Holies, within the Beis HaMikdash, that represents numero uno, the highest level of Kedusha, number one within these 10 levels. So we see immediately an association between Chochmah, Seichel, and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal explains, Ki Aviro d'Eretz Yisrael Machim. We know that the Gemara says in Baba Basra, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that the air of Eretz Yisrael gives a person wisdom. The word Avir, as is used here, is actually two words, the Zohar HaKadosh says. It's Oyer Yud, the light of Chochmah, the light of wisdom that's found in Eretz Yisrael, Machkim. That's what gives a person this Seichel. V'tam HaChochmah V'HaSeichel B'Vadai Yokor Ma'oid. The sweet taste of wisdom is something, wisdom and knowledge is something that's very, very precious. Ach Iker Milas Kiddusha Eretz Yisrael, who Rabbeinu Zal says, however, the most important aspect of Eretz Yisrael is Rak Al Yedei Hashkochas Hashem Yisborach. The main advantage that Eretz Yisrael has over any other place, what puts it ahead, that's what the term Mila here means. The main advantage that Eretz Yisrael has that makes it so holy is Rak al yedei hashkochas Hashem yisporach, is based on the fact that Hashem is looking more directly and more closely at Eretz Yisrael than at any other place in the world. Umachmas shehashem yisporach mistakel beretz Yisrael tomid, and because of the fact that Hashem is always looking at Eretz Yisrael, constantly looking at Eretz Yisrael, kamei shekosev, as the pasuk says, Tomid Einei Hashem Alekecho Bo Mei Reishis Hashono V'Yad Achrus Hashono, that Hashem's eyes are constantly trained on Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year to through the end of the year. Al Yidei Zeh Eretz Yisrael Mikudeshes. That's what makes the land of Eretz Yisrael holy. Why? We know, for example, the whole concept of a person transmitting wisdom to another person is the relationship of a Rebbe to a Talmud, a rabbi to a student. When a rabbi is teaching a student, the Torah instructs the student, V'hoyu einecho royos es merecho. Your eyes should look at your mentor, that the transmittal of wisdom from a higher source to a lower source comes through the eyes. So if the Torah makes note of the fact that Hashem's eyes are always trained on Eretz Yisrael, this denotes that obviously Hashem is passing on to Eretz Yisrael his Chochmah, Hashem's own Chochmah and wisdom. V'avira machkim, and therefore that's what makes it that the air of Eretz Yisrael shines with wisdom. Ki einayim al shem ha-chochmah, because we know that the eyes represent Chochmah. Ki hispatchus ha-chochmah nikro bechinas einayim, because the revelation of wisdom is referred to as the eyes. We find in Parshas Bereishis, the Pasuk writes about Adam and Chava, vatipokachno einei shneihem, their eyes were opened up. The verb pikeach over here means opening of the eyes, and we know that the term pikeach in Hebrew also means a smart person. Rabbi Upirish Rashi al Shem HaChochma Nemra. And Rashi says that this opening of the eyes means they were given additional wisdom, additional seichel. Umachmas she'enei Hashem Beretz Yisrael. And because of the eyes, because of the fact that the eyes of Hashem are closely trained on Eretz Yisrael, shemistakel bo tomid, Hashem is constantly staring at Eretz Yisrael, al yidei zeh aviro d'Eretz Yisrael machim. This is what makes it that the air of Eretz Yisrael is saturated with wisdom. Ach meheichon nimshach v'nesoirer zois etzla Hashem Yisborach. The question is, how is this aroused within Hashem? Meaning, dahainu bechinas einayim lahashkiach kanal. What creates the desire by Hashem, or this act of Hashem, what generates this act of Hashem to cause Hashem to want to stare at Eretz Yisrael and pass on to it all of this chachma and wisdom? Rabbi Nazal says, ze naase al yidei neshamos Yisrael. That is brought about through the neshamos, through the neshamos of the Jewish nation. Shehashem Yisborach mispoyer bohem. We know that Hashem takes great pride and beauty in the, from the neshamos of Bnei Yisrael. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Yisrael asher becho espoyer. The Jewish nation in which I, from which I draw this hisparus, this beauty, this pride. The Jewish nation represents the pride of Hashem. Ve'al yidei ha-hisparus, and through this pride and beauty that Hashem draws from Bnei Yisrael, na'asin b'chinas tefillin, this creates a concept of tefillin, shenikroin pe'er. We know that tefillin, one of the nicknames of tefillin in the Navi is pe'er. When Yechezkel HaNavi was told that he was going to be mourning, that his father was going to pass away, and Hashem wanted to tell him that whereas a regular Ovel throughout the Shiva is not permitted to wear tefillin, you are required to wear tefillin even during the Shiva, Hashem said to him, Pe'ercha chavush olecha. Your beauty will be strapped onto you. So we see that the word Pe'er is a nickname for tefillin. So when we say that Hashem draws his sparus from Bnei Yisrael, Hashem draws a feeling of pride and beauty from Bnei Yisrael, kaviyochel, this drawing of this beauty and pride creates a concept of tefillin by Hashem. This is what actually makes up the tefillin of Hashem, because the Gemara says in Brachos that whereas in our tefillin is contained our admiration and love for Hashem, the Gemara says we know that Hashem also wears tefillin. And the Gemara says, what's contained within the tefillin of Hashem? Hashem's admiration and pride that Hashem feels in Eretz Yisrael, in Bnei Yisrael. In Hashem's tefillin is written the words, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goyechod bo'oretz. Is there any other nation like the Jewish nation which resides in Eretz Yisrael? So we see that from this pe'er that Hashem draws from the Am Yisrael, from that is created a concept of tefillin. V'hatfillin hein b'chinas meichin. And tefillin represents a concept of seichel, a concept of wisdom. We know that the four batim of the tefillin correspond to the four different levels of wisdom that were referred to in the praise of Bezalel. When the Torah discusses the fact that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that this is the person who is designated, he's the one who has the wisdom that's needed to put together the architecture of the Mishkan, Hashem described him with four levels of wisdom. Chochma ubetvuna ubedas ubechol malocha, I forget the exact wording, but there's four terms used there, and those four terms correspond to the Dalid Meichen. We know that most times we refer to wisdom as the three parts of the brain. There is a concept of Gimel Meichen and Dalid Meichen that are represented by the shin, the two shins on the tefillin, the shin of Gimel Roshin and the shin of Dalid Roshin. And those two shins make up the term Sos Onechi Al Imrosecho, the pride and happiness that a Jew feels in the Torah, which is the Meichen Dikdusha. The Torah is the center of this Seichel Dikdusha. So Rabbi Nazal says that tefillin represent Meichen, V'nechnosen lefnim, and these meichen enter inside the person's brain, just as when a Jew puts on tefillin, the tefillin actually shine additional wisdom into the person's brain. We say, "Umichachmascha elyoin ta'atzilolai, umibinascha tevineni." When we put on the tefillin, we ask Hashem to shine into us seichel, which resides within these batim of tefillin. So too, kaviyochel by Hashem, when there is created by Hashem a concept of tefillin through the hisparus that Hashem draws from Bnei Yisrael, kaviyochel, the meichen that exists inside these tefillin of Hashem, enter into kaviyochel, the mind of Hashem, the brain of Hashem, ubaikin bo'einayim, and they're reflected off the eyes of Hashem. These meichen shine forth from the eyes. We know the eyes are always a reflection of the seichel of a person. Kaviyochel so too by Hashem. When there is this additional hashpo of seichel that comes about through the creation of tefillin, that comes about through the pride that Hashem takes from the neshamos of Klal Yisrael, this shows itself in a beam of light that's coming forth from the eyes of Hashem, kaviyochel. This is what generates this beam of light that emanates from the eyes of Hashem that's concentrated towards Eretz Yisrael. This is what creates the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Bechinas Aviro Eretz Yisrael Machkim Kanal. This Oyer Yud, this light that's coming from the eyes of Hashem, that's coming from the Meichen, the Mayach of Hashem, that draws its power from the Tefillin of Hashem, that draws from the Hisparus that Hashem gets from the Neshamos of Klal Yisrael, Yisrael Asher B'chol Espoer. This is why, when Rabbi Zal gave the Tikkuni Zohar Shiurim, he mentioned a beautiful Chiddush, which now ties in beautifully. Chachma, the Tikkuni Zohar says that the word Chachma is actually two words. Koyach Mo. It gives power and draws power from Mo. Mo is the name of Hashem that's associated with Tiferes. We know that Hashem, the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vov Kei, correspond to Ov Sog Mo Bon. So that the Vov of Yud Kei Vov Kei corresponds to Shem Mo, the nickname of which is Tiferes. Tiferes is a name that many times is used as the Klolius of Zeranpin. So that therefore, Chochmah is called Koyach Mo. It draws its power from Shem Mo, from Yud Kei Vav Kei Ba'alfin, from this Mo, and Mo represents Tiferes. We see here how Chochmah draws, receives from Tiferes at times. Chochmah is receiving possibly from a Tiferes above it. On a level above it, we see the connection here between Chochmah and Tiferes, that the Einayim, which are Al Shem HaChochmah, are drawing on this Yisrael Asher B'chol Espoer. That's what's feeding them via this three-step procedure. V'al Shem Zeh Nikra Eretz Yisrael. This is why this place is called Eretz Yisrael. Why is it called Eretz Yisrael? Shemekabelis kidushasa mibechinas Yisrael asher b'cho espoer. It draws its holiness from the Am Yisrael. It's because it's when Hashem feels this hisparus from the Am Yisrael, and that creates tefillin, and that goes into the meichen, and it comes out via the eyes, and those eyes are trained on Eretz Yisrael. So where does the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael really originate from? From Yisrael, from the Yidden. Its kiddusha, Eretz Yisrael's kiddusha, originates from the Yidden. Ach bevadai, Rabbi Nezal says, it's definitely a fact that loy kol hoitim shavois behiskarvus Yisrael Hashem Yisporach. Not all times are identical regarding the level of closeness of the Jewish nation to Bnei Yisrael. Ki lefa'omim chas v'sholem yesh shenis rachik. There are times, chas v'sholem, when the Jewish nation becomes distanced from Hashem. How? We create the distance. We turn away from Hashem. We do things that push us away from Hashem, that cause Hashem to reject us. Va'azai, and then what happens is, adarabba, just the opposite of hiskarvus, that Hashchina tzayekes, kalani meroishi, kalani mizroi. The Shechina cries out, I am embarrassed, I'm insulted, in my head and in my arm. In my head and in my arm. Hainu shetza'akoso, the scream of the Shechina is, sheniskalkel venivgam b'chinas ha'hisparus, that this pride, the whole pride of Hashem, which is the Jewish nation, has become spoiled, has become messed up. She'eino yochei lehispor bohem, that Hashem can no longer take pride in us, in the Jewish nation. V'nifgam b'chinas ha'tfilin, and as a result, kaviyochel, the tfilin of Hashem has become pogum. She'nas min ha'hisparas hanal, these tfilin which are called pe'er, these tfilin which are created from the pride that Hashem takes in Bnei Yisrael, just as the Gemara itself says, what's written in those tefillin? The pride of the Jewish nation. So that when that pride is not there, when the Jews do things whereby Hashem cannot take pride in us, kaviyochel, it's as if the parshiyos of Hashem's tefillin are removed. You can't say, mikamcha Yisrael geirchet boretz. The parshiyos are removed, the tefillin are pogum, the tefillin are defective. This is why the Gemara says that this is the specific outcry of the Shechina. Meiroishi Mizroi Daiko. This is why the Shechina makes a reference to the head and to the hand. Woe is to me in my head and in my hand. This is obviously referring to Bechinas Tefillin. This is referring to the Tefillin that are worn on the head and on the hand. Shemenichin ala roish v'alazroya v'kanal. Period. Rak. Kishe'echod miYisrael niskarev laHashem yisporach. That's when times are not good. That's when we are chas v'shalom nisrachek from Hashem. We become distanced from Hashem. However, Rabbi Nizal says, Kishe'echod miYisrael niskarev laHashem yisporach. When a Jew is zeicher to come close to Hashem, v'nitoisav oid Yisrael, and there is added to the Jewish community, an individual who wants to serve Hashem, a new person, a person who was far till now, and now decides to come close to Hashem, joins up with the religious community, and the more there becomes added on, many Yidden, Sheroits and Lovdo Yilas Karvei Lov, who are willing to serve Hashem and to come close to Hashem, Azai Nizgadel Venitosef Yaser Hisparusa Yisporach. There automatically becomes increased and heightened this pride that Hashem has with it, with the Jewish nation. Obviously, if Hashem takes pride with 10 people, a certain amount of pride, if there's 100 people who are doing the right thing, that pride is increased. This pride that Hashem feels from Bnei Yisrael who come close to Him obviously becomes increased the more people that come that are willing to attach themselves. This hisparus, this pride, generates tefillin, which is meichen, seichel. And this is what creates the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Bechinas avir Eretz Yisrael machkim al yedei einei hashkechosei kanal. Through the eyes of Hashem, as we explain this whole chain reaction, going from the pride to the tefillin to the meichen, manifesting themselves via the eyes trained on Eretz Yisrael, transmitting this hisparus in the form of chachma, this tiferes coming out in the form of chachma, this koyach mo. Period. Rabbi Nizal says, Achmi sheyochoy lirois zois hahisparus shemispire Hashem yisvorach b'yamo Yisrael. Azai hu mekabel b'chinas pe'er u'meichin min zois hahisparus sheroye. An individual who is capable of seeing this, of seeing this pride that Hashem takes from the Jewish nation, such an individual is able to absorb some of this pride onto himself. Any person who can see it can actually draw a part of it onto himself, this pe'er, this meichin, v'nas in etzlei gamkein b'chinas tefillin. and there is also formed by him these tefillin, just as from this pride of Klal Yisrael that Hashem is taking, it's forming Hashem's tefillin, so too any person who's on a great enough level where he can see this hisparus of Klal Yisrael, he sees only good in Bnei Yisrael, he sees this Mik Amcha Yisrael Geyechad Ba'aretz, such a person also draws this hisparus into himself, and it formulates his tefillin. He kaviyochel wears the tefillin of Hashem also, and his tefillin also have this pe'er inside them, and it also creates this meichen by him. And they also manifest themselves from his eyes. From his eyes will also come forth this similar power. And then his eyes also become like the eyes of Hashem kaviyachol. Now, chas v'shalom, this is lunacy to say that a person can get the eyes of Hashem. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Hine Ein Hashem El Tzadikim, or Hine Ein Hashem El Yireyov. So we see there is a concept of a tzadik developing the eyes of Hashem, the power of the eyes of Hashem. How? If the tzadik is able to see what Hashem sees, then the tzadik is able to give off from his eyes what Hashem gives off also, this power that Hashem gives off also.
Speaking actually with what Rabbeinu Zal said about the Levi Sefer, as he's always looking for his chosim in Bnei Yisrael, a lot of stories about him.
A billion zillion percent. The fact that Rabbeinu Zal referred to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditcher Zal as the Pe'er Hador. He was called the Pe'er Hador. Why? Because he was the one who developed a reputation throughout Klal Yisrael that he was always able to find the Hisparus in Klal Yisrael. He was always able to be Malamed Tzchus. He was always looking for good in them. He was outstanding in this midah of Mi Kamcha Yisrael Ge'echad Ba'oretz. The title that he earns is Pe'er Hador. He's called this Pe'er, this tefillin, this meichen. The whole story there, Rabbeinu Zal checked his tefillin when he heard that Rabbi Yitzchak Zal was sick, that whole thing. Fa'azai, and then, b'chol mokim shehu mistakil, v'roye, in any place that such a person looks, nase shom gamkein b'chinas avira deretz Yisrael machkin. There is also generated this concept of Avira d'Eretz Yisrael Machkin. The air of Eretz Yisrael, his eyes are like a laser that actually create in their path a beam of the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki Iker Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael hu rak mibechina seinayim anal. Because the Iker Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael only comes via these eyes, via the eyes of Hashem, kaviyachol. So this person whose eyes emulate the eyes of Hashem, he also sees this good in Klal Yisrael, he also develops this power to create the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael. Which person are we talking about that could possibly see Hashem, meaning he can see the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael? Which person can actually zero in on that and be able to see and sense and share in the identical pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael? Omnom, however, Rabbeinu Zal says, Mi sheroye es hatzadik emes, shehu mekarev bnei odom lavoidosei yisborach, a person who is zoche to see a true tzadik, bringing people close to Hashem, taking people who are far from Hashem originally and bringing them close. V'hu ikar hiskarvus Yisrael aviyem shevashamayim, and that's the main closeness of the Jewish nation to Hashem, is only when one that's far is brought close. That's the Iker Hisparus. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kad Osi Yisroi, Kedein Istalik V'Isyaker Shmo D'Kutche Brichu Eila V'Sato. That when one who's very far comes close, that causes a tremendous heightening of the Kavod of Hashem. This Hisparus is increased. So therefore, a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Isaac in this, in being Mekari of those who are far, he's one who creates this Hisparus. Obviously, he's one who's able to share in this Hisparus. Rabbi Nizal says, Nimtza, what do we see from this? Shehu bi'atzmoi ha-hisparus shemispoir ha-shemisporach bi'amoi. This tzaddik himself represents the pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish nation, because he creates that pride. By him bringing people close to Hashem, bringing people under the wings of Hashem, he creates the pride. Therefore, he himself represents that pride, that hisparus. He himself is a bechina of teferes. Now note, we say that a tzaddik is a bechina of is yisoid. Tzaddik is yisoid. And we say, guf ubris chadu, teferes and malchus are one and the same. They're both represented by the same letter, the vav. The large vav represents teferes, the small vav represents yisoid, the tzaddik. So the tzaddik is identical to this concept of teferes. Those two are one and the same. Yaakov v'yosef kechodoch shivi, the Zohar Kodesh says, Eile told us Yaakov, Yosef. That Yaakov and Yosef are one. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu, who represents Tiferes, Emes, Titein Emes LiYaakov, Yaakov Avinu, who is Tiferes, is identical to Yosef. Yosef, the Tzaddik, possesses this Hisparus. He is this Hisparus, this Tiferes. Ki al yodoi kol ha-hiskarvus va-hisparus. He's the one who brings about the closeness and the pride that Hashem feels towards the Jewish nation. As I then, mi shemistakel boy, any Jew who is zeichet, to look closely, to look carefully at such a tzaddik, the ikra dovor, and the main thing is, the main time is, be'ez ha-kibbutz, at a time of gathering, bo'ez shemiskaptzen elov ha'ilom ha'boim, lishmoyez dvar Hashem, when a large assemblage of people come to this tzaddik to hear the word of Hashem, to hear the word of Hashem being spoken, because we know Rabbi Nizal mentions in another chapter in Likutei Moran that the tzaddik himself is not considered to be as great when he's by himself as he is when he has his students assembled around him. Which tzaddik do we learn this from? Elisha Hanavi. The Navi in one place refers to him as Elisha, in another place it refers to him as Elisha Isho Elikim. The Gemara says that when he's called Elisha Isho Elikim, it was when he had his students around him. So obviously, by the tzaddik himself, it's specifically at that point in time when there is the largest gathering of people around him, and they're coming for the sole purpose of being brought close to Hashem by this tzaddik, that largest assemblage is usually on Rosh Hashanah. That's a time when people come, most people come to tzaddikim to spend Rosh Hashanah by then. Rabbi Nizal says, Ubi Yoser b'Rosh Hashanah, and especially on Rosh Hashanah, She'oz hu ha-kibbutz ha-godol, that's the most important time of gathering. That's when the largest gathering comes together. Azai ha-hisparus godol b'Yoser. Then the tzaddik becomes heightened, this hisparus becomes heightened. Machmas shemiskatzin harbei b'nei odom ha-chafeitzim leskari ve'ilov hisporach. Because of this large assemblage of people who want nothing more than to come close to Hashem at that point in time, this is what really increases and multiplies this hisparus. The azai nizgadel v'nitoisav pe'er v'yoifi ha-tzaddik. And then there becomes enlarged and heightened and expanded the beauty of this tzaddik. Ki hu bi'atzmoi ha-hisparus kanal. Because we just said before that the tzaddik himself is hisparus. He is one big organism of hisparus. And because he becomes increased, heightened, the hisparus becomes heightened. Azai, then, mi shenistakel be'emes, boze atzadik o'amiti, any person who looks carefully at this tzadik emes, azai, hu gamkein mekabel min ha-hisparus hazois, such a person draws upon himself this hisparus, because just as when Hashem receives from the hisparus via the tefillin, via the meichin, what Hashem does is he gives it forth through his eyes. So too this tzaddik who represents this hisparus, he obviously also radiates this from his eyes. He pours it forth from his eyes. And any person looking at him at that time, especially on Rosh Hashanah, at this time of the kibbutz where the hisparus is heightened more so, that person draws from the eyes of this tzaddik. Rabbi Nizal says, "Azayu gamkin mekabel nasparas azoyis v'nas netzlo gamkin b'chinas tefillin meichin." And by this person also, the person who's looking at the tzaddik, by him also there is created this concept of tefillin meichin. V'azay nas ne'enov gamkin kanal. And then his eyes also become this concept of bebechinas enei Hashem. This enei Hashem el yireyov. This enei Hashem el tzaddikin. Va'azai gam b'chol mokim shehu mistakel nase gam kein b'chinas Eretz Yisrael, b'chinas avir Eretz Yisrael machkim. Then too, any place where this individual looks, there is also created this b'china b'kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, this avir Eretz Yisrael machkim. Ki hu machkim ho avir al yidei histaklusay v'einav kanal. This person actually adds wisdom into the air. By his looking in any direction he looks in, he increases the chokhmah within the air itself. Shenas min ha-hisparus kanal, which is created off of this hisparus. Rabbi Nizal says, v'zeh pirush, this is the explanation of the posik in Yeshaya Hanavi, where the posik says, melech biyofyoy techezeno einecho, the king, when he is in his most outstanding state of beauty, your eyes should look at him, should gaze at him. Hainu kishetizke lirois melech biyofyoi, when you will be zeicher to get to see the king at his time of great glory, at his time of great beauty, which is on Rosh Hashanah, hamelech hakodosh, hamelech hamishpot, all the things that we say, that all the psukim there that talk about a heightening of the malchus of Hashem, the hisparus of Hashem. When a Jew will be zecher to get to see the king at his beauty, this also refers to a tzaddik at his beauty, because we know that a tzaddik is also called a melech. The Gemara says, man malki rabbonon, that the rabbis are referred to as the kings of the Jewish nation. Tzaddik is yesoid, which is over malchus, which so automatically a tzaddik is a melech. That's assumed. Rabbi Nizal says, "Dahinu beis hakibutz she'azai hu yofyoi v'tifartoi." It's at the time when all these students of the tzaddik are assembled with him, are gathered with him. That's when he is at his greatest height of beauty. Rabbi Nizal says, "Aydeze einecho tireno eretz mirchakim." The pasuk there says, "Melech biyofyoi techzeno einecho," and then the pasuk says, Einecho tireno eretz merchakim, your eyes will see the land from a distance. What does this refer to? This eretz, this term, eretz merchakim, is one of the nicknames of Eretz Yisrael. Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, Bechinas Avir Od Eretz Yisrael, Machkim. Eretz Yisrael, which is the land of Chochmah, because we know that this term merchakim, rochoik, is associated specifically with Chochmah. Ki ha-Chochmah nikra merchakim. We know that Chochmah is called something that's distant. B'kama shekosav, as Shlomo HaMelech said, Omarti echkama v'hi rechoika mimeni. I thought I was smart, and I see that it's still very far from me. So we see that Chochmah is associated with this term rechoika, merchakim. Hainu shaydeze shetire es hatzadik biyofei v'tifartei kanal. Through a person gazing and looking at the tzaddik at his time of beauty, aydeze b'chol mokim shetire be'einecho yenase b'chinas avir deret Yisrael machkim kanal. Then, any place that you look with your eyes, you'll be shooting off, you'll be shining off wisdom. V'zehu einecho tireno eretz merchakim kanal, that your eyes will give forth this power of Eretz Merchakim, of Eretz Yisrael, of Chochmah. Nimtza, what do we see from this? That mi sheyesh lo taiva v'hishtaykekus l'Eretz Yisrael, that any person who feels a desire and a yearning towards Eretz Yisrael, bifrat, especially, mi shetoam tam ho'emes shel Eretz Yisrael, a person who has already tasted the true, sweet taste of Eretz Yisrael, כשפגיע ומסווייד יחד עם אודם שהיו עצל צדיק אמיתי על ראשישונו, when such a person meets and joins together with a person who was privileged to be present by a tzaddik emes for Rosh Hashanah, who mechuyov lahargish oz tam Eretz Yisrael. Such a person would feel a taste of Eretz Yisrael, because this is something that's on his mind always. He's yearning for it. He's thinking about it. Such a person, the minute he meets up with someone that is like that, he's going to suddenly feel a taste of Eretz Yisrael. Ki al yidei zeho ish nase gam zeho avir bebechinas Eretz Yisrael kanal. Because through this person, who was privileged to be by a tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, this person actually creates an atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. V'roi sheyisr le'ato hishtekikas v'gaguin l'Eretz Yisrael kol echad l'vechfi b'chinasai. And what would happen as a result of this would be that the person would suddenly be aroused in a greater sense to yearn for Eretz Yisrael. V'ikr hadovor sheyihye b'emes u'betmimus. The main thing is that this should be with an honesty and with a sincerity. Now note, emes and tmimus are synonymous with tiferes. Tiferes is emes. Emes is Yaakov Avinu, titen emes to Yaakov, and Yaakov is the mid of tiferes. And tmimus, Yaakov ish tom, yoshev oyolim. So Rabbi Nezal says the whole key to this whole operation taking place is that the person has to have a mid of emes and a mid of tmimus. Such a person, if he'll be zeicha to look at one who is zeicha to be by a tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, he will actually draw, he'll feel a presence of Eretz Yisrael, and he'll feel a sudden desire of wanting to go to Eretz Yisrael, this kind of feeling. V'yesh boze oid inyonim. Rabbi Nezal said that about this item, there are a lot of other items related to this. Ki ein odom meis v'chatzi tavos biyodoi. There's a posuk in Koheles where the posuk says that a person does not die having achieved even half of his desire. A person who has taivas mamon, a person who has a desire for money, a desire for gashmius, will not even leave this world having been half satisfied. Nimtza. Therefore, what do we see? She'ein mamalei ta'avosei uretzainoi b'momoin la'olam. That a person will not satiate his desire and wanting for money within this world forever. Ki tomed chosar lo kanal. He'll always feel that he's missing something. He's always lacking. Yesh lo mona. He has $100. Reitzem osayim. He wants an additional 200. He's looking for 200 more and constantly growing and growing. Rabbi Nezal said, "Avol, however, yesh bechinas shefa kfula. There exists a concept of a double shefa, where Hashem gives a person a double punch of parnosa in a sense, that kind of thing. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, vekesef toyafoy sloch, that money will come flying to you very, very easily, very quickly." That's one explanation. And toyafois is also a lashon of plural, coming to you a lot. And we know that miut rabim shnayim, the minimum of many is two. Shehu lashon kofel, this is a double lashon. Nimtza, shebozeh hashefa nismalei ritzainai. That if a person is zeicha to receive this type of shefa, then he does feel satiated. Because if we say that the void is a double void, that a person who has desire for money, whatever he gets, he feels that he's missing double, then if a person receives a double portion, that's a person who has achieved shleimus. Shebozeh hashefa nismali ritzanoi me'achar shehi kfula. Since it is double, therefore, it's something that would completely satisfy and satiate a person. When does a person receive, when does a person have this concept of a double portion? Shabbos. Shabbos, there exists a mitzvah of lechem mishneh. Double, two breads. Why do we eat two challahs? To symbolize that we're acknowledging that on this day, Hashem is actually giving us a double portion. literally a double portion. During the time of the Mon, the Jews saw this, that as a result of Shabbos, because of the fact that on Shabbos they couldn't have to pick Mon, they were given a double portion the day before. So we see that Shabbos is what brings about this double portion. The same Kiddusha that Shabbos possesses is the Kiddusha that Eretz Yisrael possesses. How do we know this? Excuse me? One of the proofs is the Bir Likutim Zal says that if you look at the praise of Eretz Yisrael that's listed throughout the Torah, Eretz Yisrael is always called the land that flows with milk and honey, Zovas Cholov Udvosh, and the last letters of Zovas Cholov Udvosh make up the word Shabbos, showing that Eretz Yisrael represents a comparable Kiddusha to the Kiddusha of Shabbos. Just as Shabbos is the holiest time, Eretz Yisrael is the holiest place. And also, because we know the Yerushalmi lists seven Kiddushas, seven types of holiness. Eretz Yisrael is Kodosh, seven Havdolos, seven distinctions. Eretz Yisrael is Nivdal, is separated from all the other lands of the world. Shabbos is Nivdal Misheshes Yemei HaMaaseh. Yerushalmi there lists seven different divisions, Havdolos, Bein Kedusha Shabbos to the Chol, Bein Eretz Yisrael L'chutz Laretz. That's one of the items that's actually listed there in the Yerushalmi. So we see that whatever power Shabbos possesses, Eretz Yisrael possesses. Therefore the Pasuk says, Lochem bi'artzam Mishneh Yershu. Therefore, in their land, they will inherit double. That any person who lives in Eretz Yisrael is part of this double shefa, this double portion, and automatically, the taivas mamoin should automatically be diminished. If a person is zeiche to settle in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't feel that he has to have this refrigerator and this and all the tchotchkes of America, because his taivas mamoin has been decreased. And any person who's in Eretz Yisrael and doesn't feel that, obviously it's because they left one foot behind in America. They weren't willing to uproot themselves completely from Chutz Laretz. If a person wants to hold on to it, he goes into the mikveh, b'sheretz b'yodai, he wants to hold on to the America, such a person finds that they actually feel a taiva for it. They need stuff imported from Eretz Yisrael. They need stuff sent to them. Whereas if a person will be zeicha to go to Eretz Yisrael with the kavana, that this would be the most ridiculous, off-the-wall thing, take stuff from Chutz Laretz to bring into Eretz Yisrael, that's Hipuch HaTzinoros. Eretz Yisrael is the land that's mashpia to the whole world. Eretz Yisrael is the Mokor of Shefa. Shabbos is called Mekor HaBrocha, then Eretz Yisrael is the Mekor HaBrocha. Eretz Yisrael is the one that's supposed to, that exports spiritually to the whole world. Begashmi is also. If a person has that emuna in Eretz Yisrael, then a person is zeicha to feel a shleimus in Eretz Yisrael, a mesikus, that they don't feel they need anything from outside whatsoever. On the contrary, they look at the outsiders as the paupers, and the greatest, the center of Ashiris of the world is the land of Eretz Yisrael. On this chapter, on Likutei Moran, there's a tremendous amount in Likutei Halachos, in Zimras, in all the Breslov Sforim. It's a full page in the Sefer Pituchei Chosan discussing all the references to this chapter in Likutei Halachos and in Kech Ve'or and Zimras Horetz and all the Sforim. Hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, the next year, we're going to try to present some of those items, some of the psukim that Rav Nosson Zal quotes from throughout the whole Torah, and concepts related to mitzvahs that we do that are all based on this chapter on the Likutei Moran, on the foundation that Rabbeinu Zal presents in this chapter on the Likutei Moran.
When Rabbeinu Zal says here that the Iker is that it should be done with MS and Tmimus, does that mean that the Iker, that this is supposed to be an active search on the part of a person to seek people out who have been to Tzaddikim? Is this one of the things a person should do actively?
It's told about, it's good that you brought this out, it's said about Rav Nachman Shigurin Zal. Now the question is, what about after the tzaddik passes away? How does this apply? After Rabbeinu Zal passed away, how does this apply? It means the kibbutz that's mikra al shemoi, the shul that is Al Shem, Rabbi Nachman ben Fego, that shul also possesses in it the ruach and everything of the tzaddik. It's said about Rabbi Nachman Shigrinzal that when he would come to Uman for Rosh Hashanah, which was after Rabbi Nizal Sistalkus, he would walk around the shul and make it his business to look into the eyes of every person that was present at the kibbutz. This is the kind of emunah and bitochen he had, that each and every person that was coming there would see the tzaddik, see the presence of Rabbi Nizal there, see it and feel it. And therefore each and every person would draw this upon themselves, and therefore each and every person there, wherever they would look, it would be the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he showed this, lamaisa, by putting a meaningfulness to looking into the eyes of every person at that kibbutz. Now the one who we're talking about here is the least simplistic person that you could possibly conceive of. The deepest person within Breslov Hasidus at that time was Rabbi Nachman Shigrinzal, the Moyach of Breslov at that time, the Goyim, the genius. This is the emes and the tmimus that he had in going about looking to absorb this chachma, this pe'er, this tefillin, this meichin that's given off on Rosh Hashanah specifically. Baruch Hashem. There's a lot, really a lot to say about this chapter.
Just let me get something straight. The chachma of Eretz Yisrael only received from a tzaddik in Galus by...
Not could only be received, chas v'sham, can also be received. The kiddush
on Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly.
Only on Rosh Hashanah.
More so on Rosh Hashanah than at any other time.
And does Hashem, would Hashem look at Eretz Yisrael if there's no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, because there wouldn't be no Jews there. After you look down, there's no there in the corner,
The answer is that there's no question at all that the difference between when there are Jews there and there are not Jews there makes the whole difference, literally.
Even when Moshe was in Sinai, there was no Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Was there a concept of Kiddush Eretz Yisrael?
The answer is yes, and it was connected to the Jewish nation. At that point in time, the land of Eretz Yisrael was drawing its Kiddusha from the Jewish people, wherever they were. If they were outside of Eretz Yisrael, then the land of Eretz Yisrael was drawing its Kiddusha from the Jewish nation. So that, in essence, the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael doesn't begin from itself, it begins from the Am Yisrael. They are the ones, it's the Hisparus of Am Yisrael, the good deeds of Klal Yisrael, that when they go up to Hashem, they form these tefillin, which are this pe'er, from this pe'er, and they form these meichin, which are manifested from the eyes of Hashem. These eyes of Hashem look forth, that's where the Kiddusha, the whole Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael comes from. Baruch Hashem. We'll hold it over here for now. There's going to be a lot to say, really, a lot to say about this. I don't know how much we're going to get to say, but this is something that everyone can look forward to in learning Likutei Halachos, because that's where he really, really expands in connecting these items. How Eretz Yisrael represents Malchus. Eretz is Malchus. Eretz Miskayma Malay. Rabbi Nizal quotes the Pasuk. And Malchus draws its whole chius from Chochma. There's a Pasuk Hashem, Bechochma Yosad Eretz. And there are many, many psukim in the Torah to substantiate and to clarify and elaborate on everything here. Rav Nosson Zal uses this chapter in the Kodimaran to explain the vision of Yosef HaTzadik, the dream of Paroi, the seven good cows, seven bad cows, this Shefa Kfula, and why Yosef HaTzadik referred to his brothers who were Pagim in him. He called them Meraglim. The Meraglim were the ones who were Pagim in the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He called them Meraglim. Many, many things that are going to be explained based on this Torah Nekudemoran. Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu that we have Rabbi Nizal's teachings. Baruch Hashem. Wrote this was because to teach the Goyim that if the Goyim would ever come and complain that Eretz Yisrael was theirs, how did we kick them out? Therefore, Hashem started telling stories, you know, declaring that He's Bereishis Bara Elokim HaShamayim V'Haaretz. I made it, I have the right to give it to whoever I want, and when I decide to take it away from them and give it to somebody else, I have the complete right. What is that Rashi based on? on the word Bereishis, you know, on the Bereishis, on that first sentence. What is that Bereishis referring to? Be'alef Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. The whole Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael is coming from Rosh Hashanah. And what is that based on? What is the word Bereishis that Tikkun Ezer says? The I. What is the association between the word Bereishis and the I? Tikkun Ezer? No. Tikkun Ezer. The Tikkun Ezer says in one of its Tikkunim that the word Bereishis makes up two words, Roshe and Bas. Reish Aleph Shin Yud and Bas. What is Roshe? There's a pasuk in Parashas Vo'era that says, "Ela Roshe Beis Roshe." I'm saying it uses the word Roshe there to refer to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are called the Roshe Bnei Yisrael in that pasuk. There's a pasuk in the beginning of Vo'era, I think it is. So Roshe refers to the three Avos, and Bas refers to the Basayin. Roshe refers to the three parts of the eye, the Tlas Gavnin De'ena, which correspond to the Gimel Avos HaKdoshim, which are the Ki Go'oi Go'o. Go'oi is Hisparus. This Hisparus that Hashem has in Bnei Yisrael, Gimel Avos HaKdoshim, Rabbi Zalman said, is Go'oi. That's this Roshe, this Tlas Gavnin De'ena, and Bas refers to the Basayin. So that the word Bereishis is the eye. The word Bereishis is Rosh Hashanah, B'Alef Tishrei, and the word Bereishis is the basis on the Jews having legal ownership of Eretz Yisrael. This is Ketipo Menatipo Menatipo Menayam of what Rabbi Nosson Zal comes out with on this Torah, you know. Baruch Hashem.